Hello, bonjour. You are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR with Valley. This is 101.9 FM, currently located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, we're going to be chatting with a Vancouver local band. Their name is Slightest Clue, and you won't have the slightest clue for what you're getting into today. I'm sorry. I had to. We've actually got a sneak peek at their latest single that is actually coming out in 2 days. So this is a very, very secret club that you're a part of right now listening to this single. I'm going to play it at the end just to build all the tension and all the waiting that I can. But we have a great chat with them coming up. Not only do I get a job, actually I get a couple job offers in this interview. But we chat a lot about their music, about their inspirations, and about the band in general. Before we jump into the interview, I'm going to play their song, Style. Here it is.
I can't and I won't see you, and you know the reasons why. And I can't and I won't breathe, I just can't stand to say goodbye. Please remember me.
Brother
connecting to
there he is.
Okay, it works. We got there.
We did it.
Hello.
So what do you study at UBC, Valley?
I actually graduated last year. So I did creative writing and then animal bio.
Wow.
Had the best
quite a mix.
Yeah, it's really took that to heart, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, but now I currently work in like music crew, like live event stuff. So like I work at, so whenever there's a show there, I like help set that up and like take it down.
Roadies.
I try. Yeah, if you guys ever go on tour, like, and you need someone to do anything. Yeah. This is my resume right now. This is actually a dog interview. Please consider me.
Well, fly yourself to Toronto in June. We'll talk, but
that's exciting.
We're doing north by northeast. So
who are you? Oh, very exciting. That'll be good. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Our first big break.
Yeah. I'm excited. Wonderful. Well, before we get started with questions, maybe we can go around the room and you guys can introduce yourselves as well as your roles in the band.
Yeah, I'm Hannah. I play bass and I sing in Slightest Club. That's me.
Hi, my name's Malcolm. I play rhythm guitar and I sing as well.
My name is Sean and I play lead guitar. I do not sing.
I'm Nick. I play the drums.
Hi, Nick.
Do you sing?
I think I on our next EP, I do a little bit of like,
I mean, yeah, I guess
pause, you know, here and there, but yeah.
This man arranged a 3-part choir. He is.
Oh, no. I didn't know.
You sing through the choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I like to start the interviews kind of with a couple of, let's call them funner questions to avoid the term icebreaker, because that's always.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
upon introduction, there was miscommunication. I do not think the way a man does. I do not listen the same. I do not operate under the guise of shame. And on a good day, I do not fear death. For my strength is expressed in a dress. And you cannot embarrass me. You will not.
Fun questions, and I try to base it on names or on just song titles, things like that. So I was looking at the name Slightest Clue, and the word clue, I thought of Blue's Clues, and that led me to thinking of children's cartoons. And I was wondering if you guys had a favorite, if you could like go back and binge watch a children's cartoon, which one would it be?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know mine immediately.
Okay, go.
SpongeBob. I would binge SpongeBob.
Fairly Odd Parents as well. I loved that one as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I really loved Dora the Explorer. I don't think it'd be as enthralling as an adult, because every single episode is the exact same structure. I also really loved Barney. I don't know how well that one held up, but would be curious to revisit, I suppose.
I love Jimmy Neutron as well. Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents. Like, there was like that little pocket on the Zone where they would just play all three of them back to back, and I would get home after school and it would be like SpongeBob into Fairly Odd Parents into Jimmy Neutron, and then they would cycle that, and that's like all I watched.
Say everything that's been said as well. I also really loved Blue's Clues as a really young child, and then in my later years, I was really into Kim Possible and Danny Phantom.
Yes, Danny Phantom.
Yeah.
God.
Kim Possible. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Blue's Clues shirt today.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You are wearing a Blue's Clues shirt.
I rewatched a couple Kim Possible episodes recently, and they were really, really good. Oh, God.
This isn't a cartoon, but I've been binge rewatching iCarly. It's still children's television, and it's like really great but also really weird. It's very strange. Anyway, Miranda Cosgrove slaps. She's really funny. Okay, next.
I love Ben 10. Ben 10 was my
Oh my God, I love that show.
You guys have a song called Style. I was wondering if you had, kind of macabre, but if you had one day left to live and you had to choose your last outfit that you would wear on that day, what kind of style are we going for? Are you going for like comfort? Are you going for like going out with a bang? Like, do you have a special t-shirt?
How am I dying?
Like, Do I know? Like, it's just, you just, but you know it's happening. It's not like,
I know it's my last day.
Yeah. Oh, you're prepared. Like you're wearing this outfit because you know that's that.
Damn. Wow. I feel like I'm going to be around family a lot, so I want to dress kind of nice. Like, if I'm going to tell everybody, like, hey, it's my last day, I'm not going to do that in sweatpants or, like, pajamas, as comfy as it is. But that's kind of how I want to go out at the end of the day. Like, I wouldn't mind just rocking sweats in my bed as I die.
That's not bad.
I think I would want to be, like, going out with friends and, like, having, like, an adventurous day and, like, going to a gig or something. Honestly, like, my personal journey with, like, what I wear on stage has been, like, really personally enriching in the past, like, year, and, like, the ways I've been able to, like, be more comfortable in my own body, like, through the clothes I wear, more comfortable with my relationship, like, to the audience and to my own femininity, like, deep water stuff. But, like, so I would pick one last really incredible stage outfit and, like, feel fantastic, slay, and be done. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think I'd go with just like that, the classic white button up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
We all know.
Just go out. Right. Yeah. Like, just, yeah, get hit by a train wearing that.
Switching it up. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Live fast, die hard.
Yeah.
I think I would wear my, I have a hoodie that's from this brewery in the town that my mom's from. And that's a really special hoodie to me. So I'd probably wear that.
Oh, very wholesome answer.
Sentimental, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, I want to look good.
by the sound.
Wonderful. And then my last question is, you guys have a song called Breathe Slow. And I thought about breath and I thought about holding your breath. And I was curious to see how long you guys think that you would be able to hold your breath if you were like swimming really deep. So you're swimming, so you're exhausting yourself, but I don't say a life or death situation. You guys are think that I'm, but it's the high stakes, you know, the adrenaline's really high and you got to hold your breath for a long time. How long are you holding your breath?
10 seconds.
Okay. Whoa. Nick's an anxious one. It'd be shot.
That's first, guys. Just saying.
I think I could breathe anyone under the table here. I'm very confident in how long I can hold my breath.
Well, Malcolm's the like yoga meditation.
Oh, okay.
Also, Malcolm's just a great swimmer.
Oh, and thank you.
What's
like your minute mark, Malcolm? Like how long we talk?
I've done like a minute and a half, but I don't know. I can maybe get to 2 minutes one day.
While
that's swimming? Me just like sticking my face in and not exerting myself. So exerting myself maybe 45 seconds.
That's still really impressive.
I think I could do it.
You can do synchronized swimming.
No, I can't do anything like that. I haven't taken any lessons. Yeah. Okay,
got it.
I know I could do at least 45. I've been doing a lot of lung capacity exercises.
Training.
Being this vocal coach for singing and stuff, and so like I on my best days I can breathe out continuously for 50 seconds, 50. So I feel like I could definitely do a minute, like probably longer if it was just holding it, but that's on a good day.
Yeah, that's exciting. I want to see this in action. When are you guys free to go to the pool?
Push each other off the
dive. Yeah, really. Next concert underwater. I like that.
Ooh, that'd be cool, yeah. Actually.
What about you, Sean? How long did you go?
I feel like if I'm just like sitting here, I could probably, I don't know, 40, 45 seconds a minute. But like if I'm, as soon as I'm underwater, it'll be like 15 seconds. I don't know. I'm a terrible swimmer. And like Nick, I just get, you know.
The panic sets in.
The panic sets in, yeah.
Fair enough. Happens to the best of us. I wanted to know a little bit about Slightest Clue's origins. So could you tell me how you guys met and decided to form a band?
Yeah, we met over the internet via email.
Known Sean a long time. Start with Sean.
That's true. I mean, like the way the band came together, like me and Sean have like jammed together a couple times growing up. We've known each other since we were like 12 or 13. But like, yeah, Slightest Clue kind of started just as like a bedroom thing. I was like making hip hop and producing beats, but then I just was like, well, I don't know anyone going to school in Montreal, so let me just program like rock drums and like turn it into like a bedroom project that way. And so I had these MP3s sort of saved up. And then an old roommate of mine was dating Hannah and was like, hey, I know someone who'd be down to play bass or like play shows if you like come back to Vancouver. And I was like, okay, amazing. I didn't even think about the prospect of playing shows. So I sent them over and then we just kind of like cold call emailed and like started playing in the BVP jam space in UBC. That was like our free little incubation chamber for a really long time. And it was like me, Hannah, and Sean in the beginnings with another guy, Elias. And then the pandemic happened. Everything kind of went quiet. We played in my laundry room a little bit for a while.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to like record and sort of like take next steps. And Elias ended up leaving. And then Nick was like, we've known him since our first show. He was in a different band at the time, but we've known him like for as long as this band has like literally started. Mm-hmm. So he joined basically after that, and we've been a unit for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. I literally got a very respectful email from Malcolm with like a zip file of like a full album, and it all sounded like fantastic. And I was like, what? Okay. like, Noah, your friend is legit. And then, yeah, I met Malcolm, good vibes. And I met Nick, like, in my first 2 weeks at UBC, probably, at a BVP Blank Vinyl Project jam session. And I was like, that guy's a good drummer. He's on my radar. and ever since, he denies it, but I asked him to join Slightest Clue, like, a few different times. And he was like, nah, I'm busy. And then I was like, okay. Like, I literally took Malcolm and Sean to a gig at the Railway of Nick's old band. And I was like, okay, watch this guy. Watch this guy. And then you guys were like, yo, this guy's really good. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make like a soft ask. And then Nick was like, no. And I was like, no.
But apparently, I don't have any memory of that.
Anyway. And then the second time around, he was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I love your band. So we want to move.
The second time around, I wasn't in a band anymore. Like, the band hasn't broke up. So,
yeah. Blank slate.
So you weren't poached. You were just.
Yeah. It was a gentle. It was a long process.
Okay.
You're playing a long game with Nick.
Yeah. And why the name Slightest Clue?
The truth is I was really frustrated trying to come up with a name, so I put my friend Simon New's name in a partial rhyme dictionary, and then Slightest Clue and Simon New partial rhyme came up, and I liked it. We were like, oh, that kind of has a ring to it, and we looked it up, and for me it was like internet real estate as a tiny band is so important these days, and if you have like 20 other bands name something, it's not worth just calling yourself that to try to like get above the fluff. So I looked it up. There was no business. There was no anything related to the words put together, Slightest Clue. So I was like, just for that.
SlightestClue.com was available.
Yeah, literally .com and Instagram. We got the handle right away. Like, there was just no fighting for anything. And that was a big reason. So I know it's not maybe the most interesting. I figured out like artistic reasons why after, but a big reason was just like, it's got to be called something. And at the end of the day, hopefully you start to just associate the sounds we make with the name, because I feel like band names a lot of the time don't tell you a lot, unless it's like a super hardcore like metal band or something, and it's like, you know, Death Apocalypse or something. You're like, okay, I know what kind of music they probably do. But most of the time, kind of like Radiohead, I don't know what they sound like, you know, you have to press play to find out, so it doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, and I liked it out the gate, like hearing that the project was named that. I love a two-word band name. It's kind of like a first name last name, always admired that. And also just like the whole kind of concept of like not having the slightest clue is like the idiom, right, in English. And so I just think it was cute and tongue-in-cheek, and like talking with Malcolm Moore about it, just being like, yeah, like, we don't know what we're doing. No one knows what they're doing. We're trying our best, and we're trying damn hard, you know, but we're not gonna, you know, fake it and be like, oh, we're the coolest rock stars, we're untouchable, you know, like, we're so in our lane, you can't even bother us. We're like, no, we're just people, you know? Yeah. Yeah, and I just think that that's a real something that I admire, that I agree with, and was like, cool.
It's okay to not know things, and there's like a deep fear of that. And I think just like having a name like that is hopefully just like a nice equalizer for like a listener and us or whoever's just going through something, that it's like, it's okay. Like, we don't have answers either. And the point of making this art is to kind of just sort of walk through the fog. We can hold hands, but it's still, the fog's not going away. You know what I mean? We're gonna figure this out together.
No, I love that, and I think it's a great name. So I think you did a good job with that rhyming.
Thanks, Simon New, for existing and being a great friend of mine.
Love Simon. Love you, Simon. Yeah.
And so if someone hadn't listened to your music and someone hasn't really heard your guys' stuff, what kind of influences would you say there are in your music?
Yeah, I think like when I'm coming up with like chord progressions and like dynamics or arrangements for songs, like I like quiet, loud, quiet and like distorted things like Nirvana and the Pixies and Sonic Youth, like a lot of 90s stuff, as well as like the Strokes, because they're really good at hooks and poppy stuff. So that's important to me too, is like striking that balance, you know, between the weirder, quirkier, you know, things that we're trying to bring to the table, but still making sure that it's sort of packaged in like a nice way that's not going to alienate people. It's like, it's a fine line sometimes, but I think we do a good job because all four of us listen to quite different things. And I think like care about different stuff when it comes to making songs. So like the nice superpower of us as a unit is like everybody filtering it and trimming stuff and trying things once we get it in the room. And yeah, and then everybody kind of like bringing their own stuff to the table.
I think one great way to like explain quickly what our sound is that our two covers are Hey by the Pixies and Brian Storm by Arctic Monkeys. Like I remember once like describing to my brother like a new song or something. He's like, oh, so it's kind of like Pixies meet like, you know, that second Arctic Monkeys album. And I was like, yes, yes. Yeah. Literally, those are our cut. Like, I guess it's clear from what we're doing.
It's like
it works.
Both spectrum. It's like yeah. Both ends of the spectrum.
So yeah. that's I think one way just to kind of tell. There's guitars. We're a band. You know.
It rocks. You know.
Rock. It occasionally rolls.
yeah.
I find it really interesting how there's so many rock bands that have the same set up, but they can sound so different. I like there's drummer, there's two guitars, there's bass, sometimes there'll be keys, and there's so many iterations of that, but then there's so many different genres you can make with just that. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
I will say though that the Arctic Monkeys also have an incredible tambourinist that I saw in action at their last show when they were in Vancouver. My seats were like from the left side, basically onto the stage, and the tambourinist was sitting right there. And me and my friend at the concert watched him the whole performance. Like, that's no one else, he was like throwing it in the air, he was like catching it behind his back. It was crazy. I have never seen anyone go that hard on a tambourine.
Man has one job,
and he did that's it so well. So well.
Love that. We gotta get one, boys.
Yeah. Well, in June, when I'm working your guys' show, like in Toronto, I can just sub in. I can do both. You know, I'll start training. I'll buy a tambourine literally tomorrow. Like, don't worry.
We definitely need it. We were recording our last day on Saturday, and I stepped up to the plate to try to record tambourine, and I absolutely shit the bed like right away. So it's open.
Yeah, don't worry. I got you. Don't worry.
I have no rhythm. It turns out,
Sally,
this is literally a job application. Wonderful. Well, Malcolm, that's actually a really great transition into talking about that whole recording process. You guys have a new single that is out very, very shortly. Do we have any like little spoilers maybe about, you know, like a name, or maybe if not a name, just like a vibe?
Sean, you wrote the riff. You want to pitch the name and
It's called Zipper. If you go to our Instagram, you can get a little snippet of it. But I would say it's probably our like hardest song that we have. You know, it has like the most like fuzzed out guitar, you know, riffs.
Fastest tempo.
Yeah.
Being at the bridge.
The bridge is like a halftime bridge, and there's like a weird noise rock section. Like Sean's guitar sounds like police sirens going off or like ambulances in the background. Yeah. There's cool moments I think throughout where we tried to keep it really hooky. All the stuff is like lots of repetition, but like the stuff going on underneath, sometimes just the instruments don't sound like the instruments they are. And I like that a lot.
bands like Gilla Band and stuff like that are so good at playing, you know, just literally drums, guitar, bass, but none of them sound like the instruments they're playing. And I'm just like, I want to get a little piece of that sometimes.
Yeah.
And tell her why it's called Zipper.
Tone, baby.
I was, I don't know, Malcolm and I were kind of like sharing these songs together. Like one specific example would be one from like Gilla Band where like this guitar, just whatever this guitar riff was, it just sounded like a zipper. And so I'm like, I want that tone. I want to make that into a riff or like, you know, something like that. And found a tone and it just, yeah, I sent a little MP3 file and called it So Many Zippers. And
we haven't changed it.
We did change it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice. I like a one word song title anyways. It's easy to remember. I bought a shirt that has like a name tag on the front of it that also says Zipper just right around the same time. So that was just a bit kismet. And I was like, okay, well now if we wear the shirt all the time and all the photos, it's really easy to pitch the song. I think it's like in the cover art that Hannah ended up making as well is literally the Zipper shirt as like the main sort of thing about it.
And Hannah, you made the cover art?
Yes, I made the cover art. Malcolm had bounced a few different kind of just like visual ideas, what he kind of had in mind. The song is like definitely like a kind of chaotic, manic, super energetic song. And it like deals, you know, in some ways in a tongue-in-cheek way, in some ways in a very serious way, with just like your head kind of being on fire and just like, you know, not quite sure what's going on, you know, upstairs as we all kind of have those moments. And so he'd kind of been like, yeah, I think maybe like it's like me or my face or someone standing and then their head just kind of like swivels and then maybe like some zippers like going across. And I'd been like messing with like my printer and my scanner at home a lot recently just to like make different graphics or band things. Like you can slap like a filter on things to make them look like they've been scanned or look like a film photo or whatever, but it's never quite as like authentic as just actually scanning it. And people don't realize how dope scanners are for like just like giving it that like lo-fi quality. And so we just had a bunch of really great photos done at a gig. And so I was really sick at the time. I had to like take a week off work and I was like not moving from bed, but I wanted to be productive because like your brain's still going, your body's just like, nope. And so I printed out like in miniature a bunch of these gig photos and I just started drawing on them with Sharpies. I have like some white paint, I have some glitter paint, I have like different paint pens, and because I really liked that kind of mixed media animation look. So cut a bunch of those out of like us like blacked out or like X's over our eyes, all this like angsty shit. And then I was like, okay, Malcolm, like literally put on the zipper shirt, turn on your like, you know, iPhone and can you just take me some photos of like this part of your body but like zipper? And he's like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, this will be like a rough thing, we'll send this to an actual cover artist later on. And then I printed out a bunch of pictures of Malcolm and I painted on him and I doodled on him, and eventually I like scanned it all back into my computer and started messing with just like the picture of Malcolm as like the main one. I made this like weird head thing that's like got squiggles coming out of the head, and I literally just paper clipped it and then to like the bigger picture and scanned it. And I was like, this is a rough catch. And like, you could see the paper clips in the album art. So like, anyway, it all ended up better than I could have hoped. And I was like, guys, is this cool? And they're like, yeah, this is cool. And I was like, cool. I think it's done. I just like, you know,
triple
like,
cool.
There was a few back and forths where it was like, add this, maybe take out that, like adjust this color, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, it worked. So yeah, baby's first cover art.
So exciting. Very, very exciting.
We'll be right back.
So if you're thinking about this song and you guys mentioned kind of, I mean, Sean really, let's say, discovered it. That whole, like, the whole Zipper story is really cool, and coming up with that effect and the tone, as you were mentioning. When you guys are writing a song, what is kind of that creative process amongst yourselves? Is there someone that's usually in charge of, are you guys like in charge of your specific instruments, or do you share duties? Is there a lyricist versus like a like an instrumentalist? How do you guys sit down and write a song?
It definitely varies song to song. I think generally in the past, it's changed as we've gotten closer with each other and more comfortable. Like, I would just sort of bring a rough sketch in that just had some like melodies and lyrics and chords and just like a bit of a vibe, like programming drums or something. And then the rule is always like nothing, none of it is sacred, and we don't even need to work on it. And so generally when we get it in the room, it goes through that filter of us all kind of like bouncing ideas, trying stuff. None of the leads I usually write stay. Sean's like a much better writer, but he just like embellishes and makes it better. It's just sort of like a rough sketch. With Zipper in particular, though, Sean sent that riff, and that was the first time ever that we like jammed on it for like 6 minutes straight in the room. And I like recorded that on a phone and then like took it home. There was no vocal melodies or lyrics, and I just sort of listened to that 6 minutes and grabbed like a few bits that were awesome. Did the usual thing on Logic of like try to give it a light arrangement, you know what I mean? And then we brought it back in and being like, okay, so like here's like bits that came from our jam essentially for the first time, as opposed to like coming in with an idea. It was kind of inverted, and like we just kind of fed off each other's energy, and that was really nice. That was a cool way to shake up the process.
And now seeing those two processes kind of side by side, do you find that you have a preference? Like if you guys sit down to write a new song, do you kind of like that idea of just starting with a jam and then building off of that? Or do you prefer kind of the more structure of coming in with something and then just working on it together?
Both have their value. I like the idea down the road if we get more time. A big thing is we all work or school full time. And so when we get in the room, it's very, clinical is the wrong word, but we're very diligent and practicing, and it's very, we're focused and we're working really hard. So it's like we don't get a lot of time to jam, I think is the point I'm making. And I want that a lot more going forward, hopefully, where it's just like, I literally just have like chords and like the basic idea of a melody and no arrangement or anything. And then we just kind of jam on it and figure it out from there. It'd be nice to just try that more, you know, as opposed to coming in with somewhat fleshed out ideas and then carving around that, you know?
And another cool thing is like Zipper is the most recent song that we all wrote. There's more music coming later this summer, but that's all kind of been in the locker for a while. We've been chipping away at it. This one came together so alarmingly fast that we were like, we just need to get this recorded and we need to get it out. Cause like, it's not of the same world of this project we're working on. It's kind of has its own energy and its own story. And so we were just like, this is its own standalone deal and it's going to be that. And we're going to let's just get it out. So
yeah.
And you mentioned that you guys have this really big gig in June, and you've also been playing a lot of different shows around Vancouver over the past month or so. What can people expect when they come to a Slightest Clue show?
Nick?
Me?
Yeah.
You can expect me. So we're pretty high energy on stage. And well, I think we've done a good thing with our set where we'll dip down in energy and then come back up and finish off strong. So we'll start strong, kind of dip down and then finish strong. And Hannah's always got fire outfits. Everyone else besides me has like a fire outfit on. And then I'm in the back. I literally wore sweatpants to a show recently.
This is true.
Yeah.
So he's working the hardest out of all of us usually.
He deserves to be comfortable.
Yeah.
No, it's not hard work. It's not me. It's literally just like I like to wear what I'm comfy in.
Yeah. I can't Nick in leather pants and then trying to do some of the stuff he does, though. You know what I mean?
I get really hot and sweaty back there. So sometimes I literally just have to wear like my gym shirt.
Yeah. You know?
Like otherwise, if I wear something nice by the end, it's going to be going in the garbage.
PE class.
So the front is like for show, and then the back is just like
business in the back. Party in the front, business in the back. It's like a reverse. Yeah,
we're the mullet of rock and roll bands, basically.
Like the reverse mullet.
Yeah, the reverse.
Okay, fun. So different perspectives on how like a show goes and how it kind of feels for you. And so you have this song coming out on the 28th. And what are you guys doing? Are you guys like playing a show? Are you guys doing a listening party? Are you walking around the street blaring it on a huge? I think you should do that. Actually, I'm gonna sell you this idea. You should buy a giant boombox and just walk around.
That's something. Yeah, we haven't considered that.
Sounds like great TikTok content, frankly.
It's a good idea.
Hate to be that girl.
Social media.
We've got a couple different things in the works. We've got a little visualizer video that's going to accompany this release. And so that'll come out on release day. We're super stoked. We worked on it with a director friend of ours who has been fantastic to work with. Otherwise, I don't know.
The big one that we're chatting with that I am actually excited about is we are going to do some streaming goals. We haven't ironed out the exact details, but I'm feeling Da Bomb hot sauce. I'm feeling like some chicken nuggies at our next show, and we all eat them, and then we try to perform the song. So yeah. Like people come out to the gig, and then we kind of like really just poop the bed on stage and like try to do it as we had like the hottest sauce on the planet in our mouths.
You should do the hot wings thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a hot wings.
That would be for our like big goal, which will be in the first 2 weeks to hit 6,000 streams in the first 2 weeks. So at the end of the 2 weeks, yeah, I'm not sure about partaking in this, but like if we're all gonna do it, I guess we're all gonna do it. But that would be at our next show is. Everyone do a little chicken nugget and then attempt to play a song and then gracefully exit the stage. But then for our, like, there's going to be a goal before that, which is 3,000 streams in the first week. And if we hit that number, everyone who shared Zipper on their Instagram story or on Facebook will receive a link to download the original demo as a little special.
That's cute. I love that. I'm so excited for you guys. I am, my fingers are crossed. Also, I will say, as the newest member of the band, like tambourine, I don't do hot sauce really well. So I'm just going to like different colored ketchup, you know?
But like, hot sauce or nothing.
Get some prop sauce for you.
I'll be like off stage just crying with the tambourine. Like, I didn't need
it's really bad, guys.
Like, I'm just standing behind Nick, just drenched. Wonderful. Well, lots to look forward to. That is very, very exciting. And so, good luck with the release. Good luck with the song. Good luck with the hot sauce.
Thank you.
And it was really, really great chatting with you all today. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Should we play some Scriblio now or?
It was so, so lovely getting to chat with all the members of Slightest Clue. It was such a pleasure. They're all so lovely. And as you've heard, I tried to say nice and lovely at the same time. They're both of those things. And so is their music. You've heard lots of their tunes, absolutely wonderful musicians and great songs, as is the long-awaited... Well, we've been speaking about it quite a lot in the interview as well, but their single that comes out in 2 days, it is called Zipper, and we are actually going to be giving you a sneak peek premiere type thing right here on the show today. So here is Zipper by Slightest Clue, and with that, I will wish you a wonderful rest of your day, evening, morning, wherever you're tuning in from. Have a wonderful time. Here is Zipper by Slightest Clue. If you want to hear it again, you'll have to wait a couple of days, but We'll wait impatiently. Here it is.
Listening to CITR 101.9.